满我们，叫我们真实讲的听的都同感意为圣灵，感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名求，阿们。All right, today's passage is going to be in Luke chapter 10, 1 to 4.
今天的信息会在路加福音的第十章一到四节。
I picked this passage because I'm thinking about the mission month next month.
我挑选这个主题是因为我想到我们十月是我们的宣教月。
And in preparation for the mission month, I'm thinking about, well, how should we be prepared to face the next month, month of October.
而在这个预备的时间呢，我就思想我们应该要怎么样来预备我们自己来进入这个宣教月。
So the title is Attitude for Evangelism, but it's actually in preparation for evangelism.
所以今天的讲题，你周报上面写的是传福音的态度，但实际上其实是我们怎么样预备我们有一个好的态度来传福音。
So in preparation of that, I think of my interview for a job position many years ago.
当讲到预备的时候，我就思想到我自己在工作的这个面试，在好几年前的时候。
So in preparing for an interview, I would read up the company profile and think about it.
当我在预备的时候，我就会看一看这个公司它的一些它的档案，然后来预备。
And I would mentally be prepared for an interview.
而且我在我的心理上面我也预备。
And I think about, well, what does it mean to work in this company?
我也思想，当我进到这个公司工作的时候，那会代表的是什么？
Why would I want to work for them?
为什么我想要去这个地方呢？
So it's looking at that preparation for an interview.
所以我就在思想这个我要怎么来预备。
So let's look at the passage. I will let David, maybe you can read it in Chinese.
所以我为弟兄姐妹来读路加福音十章一到四节。这是以后主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去，对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。第三节，你们去吧，我差你们出去如同羊羔进入狼群，不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
Verse 1, it says, After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go.
第十章的第一节就讲到，在这事以后，主就设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个在他前面往自己所要到的各城去。
After what?
是什么事情之后呢？
So as we look back the previous chapter, we may have a sense of what had happened before.
若是我们来看路加福音的前一章，也就是第九章，我们就可以知道。
See, as a backdrop, we know that Jesus has been attracting some attention in the area.
在第九章我们可以发现耶稣的侍奉已经受到越来越多的关注。
The sick was healed, the lame was able to walk, and blind was able to see.
有许多的人病得医治，瘸腿能行走，瞎眼能看见。
People marveled at his amazing power.
人们对耶稣的这个医治的能力感到惊奇惊叹。
And he was gaining more and more attention. There were more and more people followed him.
所以当耶稣有越来越多的关注的时候，同样有越来越多的人愿意跟随耶稣。
So in chapter 9, verse 23, it says, He said, If anyone come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
所以耶稣在九章的二十三节就讲到，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In other words, if you want salvation, eternal life, and getting into heaven, you must just give up your old self.
换句话说，若是你希望得着这个救恩，你不能靠着自己的方法。
And you shouldn't be doing the same things you are doing your own way or work your way to heaven.
你不能靠着自己的行为，或者是靠着金钱来赚取这个救恩。
Abandon everything that you have done and follow Jesus.
你需要丢弃一切来跟随耶稣。
Wow, that's a great call. That's a total commitment.
哇，这是对我们是百分之百的承诺。
And as we read the Gospels, we found out that some had fallen away and decided not to follow.
当我们继续看下去的时候，我们就发现有一些人因着这样就决定不再继续跟随了。
Because they discovered the cost is too high.
因为他们觉得要付上的代价实在是太高了。
And by the end of chapter 9, he gave a clear example of the cost of following Jesus for three individuals.
所以在第九章的最后一段就记载到耶稣告诉这些门徒跟从他的代价。
And the first one said, and that's in Luke chapter 9, towards the end now, 57 to 62, it says, I will follow you wherever you go.
这个地方是在路加福音第九章的最后，也就是五十七节，有一个人说：“耶稣，无论你往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
And Jesus said, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
耶稣回答他说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
Basically, the Lord said to him, "That it's not going to be easy."
基本上耶稣是要让这个人知道跟随他并不是一个容易的事情。
And you may not have a comfortable bed to lay your head.
你可能甚至会没有一个舒适的床铺。
No food on the table.
没有足够的食物。
No health, wealth or prosperity.
你的健康也不一定会好，你也不一定会有财富或是繁荣的资源。
And Jesus said to another man, follow me.
耶稣又对另一个人说，跟从我来。
And the man said, Lord,First, let me go and bury my father.
那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
Now, filial piety demands that the son is to look after the burial arrangement for the father.
传统的孝道要求儿子们应该要照顾父亲，为父亲的埋葬来做安排。
But Jesus' point is very clear.
然而耶稣在这里的教导是非常清楚的。
And the cost of following Jesus and the demand of the kingdom overrides all earthly loyalties.
也就是说到跟从耶稣和上帝国度的需要是远远超越世界上所有的忠诚。
And another one said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
又有一个人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
And so, actually, this man wants to go out and sort out his relationship and draw out whatever he needed for the future.
所以我们可以发现，这个人其实他想要回去跟家人道别，并且为他将来所需要的来做一个预备。
So Jesus' expectation is high.
耶稣的标准是很高的。
No one is to turn back and have any regrets of moving on.
当我们决定跟从主，我们不应该回头看或者是后悔。
So here are three men that supposedly have been attracted by Jesus.
所以这三个人应该是有被耶稣所吸引的。
And when they realize that stakes are higher than they are willing to pay, they withdrew themselves from the crowd.
但当他们发现跟从耶稣的代价过高，超过他们的期待的时候，他们就要离开。
So they failed to follow.
所以他们在跟从主的这个事上失败了。
So on the other hand, there are some true disciples.
另一方面，我们可以看到有一些是真正的门徒。
In fact, the beginning of chapter 10, there were at least 70 or 72 of them.
事实上，也就是刚刚我们所看的第十章的开头，我们可以知道至少可能有70个人或72个人。
So in some translations, it would say 70 and others said 72.
在不同的地方有不同的翻译，有些说70，有些说70个。
Now in chapter 9, Jesus appointed 12 as apostles who are very special and unique.
在第九章，当耶稣任命12位做使徒的时候，他们是非常的特别的。
They are called and chosen by Jesus as the 12 disciples.
他们被呼召被挑选成为十二个使徒。
Now, 12 kind of represent the 12 tribes of Israel, so there's some significance to it.
所以十二这个数字就代表以色列的十二个支派，所以有一些特别之处。
So back to 70 or 72, so it really depends on translation, but it represents the larger body prefiguring the mission to the Gentiles.
所以当我们看70或72 这个数字的时候，它是代表一个大量的一个概括的数字，它也可能表示着福音要传到外邦人。
Both represents the number of nations of the world in the book of Genesis chapter 10.
这两组数字代表了在创世纪第十章当时记载世界的一个国家的数量。
70 names in Hebrew text and 72 names in the Greek text.
有70个是从这个希腊文，然后72是从希伯来文。
So in the beginning of chapter 9, Jesus had said, send out 12 apostles, two by two, which is, this is in Mark chapter 6, verse 7.
所以在第九章的开头，耶稣就叫起了十二使徒，要他们一对一对的出去。这个记载也在马可福音的六章七节。
It tells us that Jesus sent them out two by two.
这里讲到耶稣要他们两两的出去。
And he sent them out with power and authority to drive out demons, heal the sick, and preach the kingdom of God.
耶稣给他们能力和权柄，可以驱逐污鬼，还有医病的异能，然后传讲上帝的国度。
Now here in chapter 10, beginning of chapter 10, the message is the same for the 70.
而在今天我们读的路加福音第十章，耶稣给他们的信息，要他们的做的任务是相同的。
Obviously, none of us can be called the apostles now, but you and I can be included in this 70.
当然，我们今天我们都不会成为十二使徒中的一位，但是我们可以成为这七十个真门徒当中的一位。
They were just ordinary people.
他们都是一般的平凡人。
But they are true followers of Jesus Christ.
但是他们是真正跟随耶稣基督的人。
They weren't thinking about themselves.
他们没有想着自己的需要。
Weren't thinking about their family obligations.
他们没有想着家中的义务。
But they did not deny themselves and pick up cross.
他们舍己，而且他们背起自己的十字架。
They understood the cost of following Jesus.
他们明白跟随耶稣基督所要付上的代价。
They weren't very well educated either.
他们不是高知识分子。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it tells us that he chooses the weak, the foolish, and the nobodies to do his work so that no one can boast.
在哥林多前书第一章就告诉我们，神挑选那个软弱的、愚拙的、无有的来做他的工作，所以没有人可以骄傲自夸。
Because the credit goes to the Lord.
因为若你要夸口，当指着主夸口。
The message is clear and simple.
你要传达的讯息其实也是很清楚明白的。
Because if you go to chapter 10, Luke of chapter 10, verse 9 and 11, it says same thing. The kingdom of God has come near.
如果你回到路加福音，你就可以看到你要传达的信息就是神国近了。
That's the message. The Messiah King is here.
也就是那一位弥赛亚，那一位救主来到了。
And these 70 would go and tell the people that the Messiah is here.
而这七十个人就是这样子的去传。
King is coming.
君王来到了。
They were missionaries to go and tell the people what he has done and why he is here.
他们就像宣教士一样，去告诉人耶稣基督做了什么，还有为什么他要来。
He's bringing the kingdom of salvation.
他带来救恩的国度。
But today we're only looking at the first four verses.
但今天我们要把我们的焦点放在一开始的四节的经文，
which only deals with the attitudes as we prepare ourselves for the mission month.
我们可以从这四节的经文当中来学习我们要怎么样预备我们的态度来进入这个十月的宣教月。
If you're going to do evangelism, you're going to be a missionary.
如果你要去传福音，你就像是一个宣教士一样。
If you're going to tell people about the kingdom of God, about the king, about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to start with the right attitude.
若你要告诉人关于神的国那位君王救主耶稣基督，你需要先从自己的态度来预备。
The right attitude starts with the heart.
而对的态度取决于我们自己的心是如何。
You can all be trained and can you all attend courses and you can take seminars. You don't have the right attitude or a heartThat's motivated, you will get nowhere.
你可以接受训练，你可以参加课程，甚至去神学院装备自己。但是，若你没有对的一个态度或是动机，你所做的可能会失去意义，而且走的也不长久。
It's not about how much knowledge you have. It's not about the degrees that you have. It's about what motivates you.
这并不是关乎你有多少的知识，你有什么样的学位。 重要的是你是什么来激励你去传福音。
But please don't get me wrong. I believe that you should be trained.
但是让我稍微澄清，我相信你是应该接受训练跟装备的。
But not being trained should not be an excuse for not sharing the gospel.
然而，没有受过训练不应该成为我们不去传福音的一个借口。
So the first point, the first basis of all evangelism is compassion. C for compassion.
在所有的这个传福音的当中，最重要、首要的基础就是要有一个怜悯的心。
It's not knowledge. It's compassion.
并不是知识，是怜悯之心。
It's a deep, profound sense of sympathy for the lost.
是一种对失落者深深的一个同情。
It's that deep concern for people around us, those that are lost, those that are not the unconverted, the ones that don't believe in the plan of salvation.
是一种对于我们周遭那些失落的、还未认识主或甚至不相信上帝救恩的人一种深刻的一个担忧。
Because verse 2, if you remember, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
因为第二节说到要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
It's a huge harvest, but there are not so few laborers.
有大量的庄稼收成，但人力却很缺乏。
Now, this is not the first recorded statement in the Bible.
这段话其实在路加福音并不是第一次出现。
In Matthew chapter 9:37, the same words from Jesus.
在马太福音的第九章三十七节那边就曾经记载过相同的话。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
庄稼多，但是做工的人少。
This verse is at the end of chapter 9 in the book of Matthew.
这一段话在马太福音第九章的最后。
Because after that, in chapter 10 in Matthew, he commissions and sends out the 12 disciples.
因为在马太福音的第十章的一开始，耶稣就差遣十二使徒出去。
In fact, Jesus gave a lengthy chapter on proclaiming the good news. It's really a commissioning message.
而且在马太福音的第十章，耶稣差遣出去，用大量的篇幅讲到他们要宣讲的好消息。他告诉门徒要做什么。
He told them what to do, what not to do, and what is to be expected.
他教导门徒应该做什么，不该做什么，或者是他们应该出去的时候会期待，有什么样的一个期待。
And he also said that we just don't have enough people to do what needs to be done.
他也讲到他们的工作没有足够的一个人力。
So right a couple verses before chapter 9, verse 37, it's actually Matthew chapter 9, 35 and 36, it says, And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction.
所以在马太福音9章35到36节就讲到，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，医治各种疾病和各样的病症，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们。
Yes, that's right. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Jesus had compassion for the people.
耶稣对人有怜悯的心。
And then he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
然后他就说到，要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少。
So this statement is born out of compassion.
所以这句话是从耶稣的怜悯之心而发出来的。
So as we read through the Gospels on the life of Christ, we found that as Jesus went into his ministry, especially in Galilee, he was moved with compassion.
所以当我们读福音书的时候，读到耶稣的生平，我们发现当耶稣进入他的侍奉，特别是在加利利的侍奉，很多是因为他动了慈心。
And many places in the book of Matthew speaks of his compassion.
而在马太福音当中有许多的地方记载到耶稣的怜悯。
Now the Greek word, the root word, compassion refers to a deeply felt sympathy.
怜悯这个字在希腊文有一种深深同情的一个意涵。
A deep pain from empathy and affection.
是一种同情和情感上所引发出一个深刻的痛。
It's from a root word that has to do with abdominal pain.
它的这个字根跟这个腹部的疼痛有关。
And you feel it in your stomach due to an emotional suffering.
那种不舒服是因为情绪上的一个痛苦。
Aching to the stomach to a point of nauseated physically.
那个痛到一个地步，让你感到可能身体觉得恶心。
And so, for example, you remember the story in John chapter 11, when Jesus' friend Lazarus died.
你可能记载这个记载在约翰福音十一章啊，拉撒路去世的这个故事。
And Jesus went to Mary and Martha's home, and Mary was weeping.
当耶稣去到啊马大和玛利亚的家啊，玛利亚正在哭泣。
And there were Jesus, there were Jews. There were Jews who had come along with. They were also weeping.
也有其他的犹太人跟着这个家庭一起的在啊哀伤。
So John 11:33, Jesus is just deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
所以在啊。约翰福音十一章三十三节那边就记载到，耶稣看见他在哭，和他一同来的犹太人也在哭，就心里激动，难过起来。
And the Jews said, see how he loved him.
而当中就有犹太人说，你看这个他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
And Bible scholars have discussed over the reason of Jesus weeping, knowing that he would soon raise that Lazarus from the dead.
而圣经学者对这个耶稣的哭泣有许多的讨论，因为再过不久耶稣就要使拉撒路复活了。
But we can all agree that Jesus was moved by the grief around him.
然而我们相信耶稣的哭泣的确是被周遭的哀伤所感动。
Here's a scene of deep, profound emotions expressed.
这是一个情感深刻表达的一个场景。
And Jesus wept because he identified with his people.I felt the pain and shock of death.
而耶稣哭是因为他跟他的百姓认同，感到死亡所带来的这个痛苦和震惊。
And he wept as a man for the suffering of his friend.
而当他的朋友受苦的时候，他像一个人，他就哭了。
He was also overcome with emotions of those that are unbelieving that he is the Messiah, the Son of God.
但当对面对那些不相信他是神儿子的那位救世主的时候，他也能够克服心中的情绪。
So Jesus is filled with compassion for the people around him.
所以耶稣对他周围的人是充满了怜悯的心。
And looking at his people is like sheep without shepherd.
他看这群人就像看到羊没有牧人一般。
Realizing the conditions of sheep left bewildered and desolate, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, and the workers are few."
想到这些羊的状况，他们困苦流离，迷惑，而且有被遗弃的感觉。所以耶稣说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And our vision statement goes like this: We are a bridge leading people to life in Christ.
而我们教会的使命的宣言是，我们是领人进入在基督里的生命之桥梁。
We as a church or members of body of Christ desires to lead people to the life of Christ.
我们作为一个教会或做基督身体的成员，我们都希望能够领人归主。
So take a look at the life of Christ.
看看基督的生活。
His ministry begins with his heart.
他的事工是从他的心开始的。
His heart is moved with compassion.
而他的心受着他怜悯来影响。
Do we have the heart of Christ?
我们都有基督的心吗？
Do we have the heart, the compassion that Jesus has?
我们都有耶稣这样的怜悯吗？
The second point here that highlighted is again in verse 2, and it's the word ask, A-S-K.
而第二个在这边所要讲到的是问，也就是祈求。
So a new international version, so there's two versions here. New international version, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his field, harvest field.But in English standard version, it says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So ask is basically pray.
所以在不同的译本的翻译，你可以看到在这里所讲到的这个祈求，基本上指的就是要祷告。
As a result that the laborers are few, you need to ask.Beseech and pray.
而祷告的原因是因为做工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest.
所以你需要求这个庄稼的主。
First Timothy chapter 2:1-4, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved, all people to be saved, and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
所以在提摩太前书二章一到四节那边就讲到，我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救明白真道。
So these verses remind us to pray for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we live godly lives and that all people be saved.
这段经文提醒我们为所有的人，在上掌权的人祷告，我们可以活出敬虔的生命，然后所有的人都可以得救。
Praying for salvation is good, but not enough.
祈求救恩，为着救恩来祷告是很好的，但是还不够。
But here in the passage of Luke, we are to pray to the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into the harvest field.
在路加福音这边就讲到，我们要向那庄稼的主祈祷，求他打发工人去收割。
Let's ask ourselves, how often do we pray the Lord to send out workers into the harvest?
我们可以问问我们自己，我们有是否经常的祈求上帝打发工人到他的禾场呢？
Do we ask the Lord to send us?
我们有求上帝差遣我们吗？
Maybe we should start by asking, how often do we spend time in prayers?
又或许我们应该问的问题是，我们花了多少的时间在祷告？
Suppose you say that you pray before every single meal.
假设我们在每一餐之前有一个祷告。
15 seconds per meal, 3 meals a day, that's less than a minute a day.
如果我们花15秒钟一天有三餐，加起来还不到一分钟。
You get up in the morning, you pray maybe about a minute, and in the evening, before you go to bed, you pray a little longer, I'll pray 3 minutes. Total, less than 5 minutes a day.
如果你假设早上起来，起床做一个一分钟的祷告，睡前长一点，三分钟，如果你这样做，总共加起来也是非常少的时间。
Now, 5 minutes represents 0.5% per 24-hour day.
如果我们说是五分钟的话，它可能是一天，它只是一天的0.5%。
And then, how much time do we spend on watching TV, internet, and all these other things we do the rest of the time of the 24-hour day?
但是我们花了多少的时间在看电视，在上网？我们用了多少的时间在这些事情上？
So we can think about how much we spend. How do we spend our time?
所以我们可以思想一下，我们花了多少的时间？我们是如何使用我们的时间
？Prayer is essential to anything that we do.
祷告对我们所做的任何的事情是至关重要的。
It's the foundation of all things.
它是所有事物的一个基础。
Our church ministry cannot be carried without prayer by the people of God.
没有弟兄姐妹的祷告，教会的事工没有办法持续。
It's the utmost important when it comes to having the right attitude in preparation for evangelism.
对于传福音的态度来说，这是至关重要的事。
It's not what you can share, how eloquent you are, how much you know. It's really...Totally, the power of the Holy Spirit.
不是在于你可以分享什么，你有怎么样的口才可以说话，可以说服别人。这完全是圣灵在我们心中动工。
And Jesus prayed all night, before choosing 12 disciples and commissioning them, and that's in Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
耶稣他曾经为了挑选十二门徒而彻夜的祷告，记载在路加福音的6:12-13.
And Jesus spent all night praying.
耶稣花了整夜的时间祷告。
Verse 13, when morning came, he called his disciples, chose 12 of them, and designated apostles.
到了十三节讲到，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
From here on, Lord commissioned them to, for the ministry.
而这个事情之后，主就委派这些使徒进到这个福音的工作。
And John 15:16 reminds us, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
约翰福音15:16就提醒我们，不是你们拣选了我， 是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
So we need to pray and ask the Lord of harvest because he has chosen us and appointed us.
所以我们需要祷告求庄稼的主，因为是他选择我们，是他使用我们。
Moving on to the last verse, in verse 4 of this passage, it says, Do not take a purse or bag of sandals and do not greet anyone on the road.
到最后第四节这里就讲到不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
That brings us to the third point, which is trust. T for trust.
也就是我们要讲到的 最后的一点，就是信任。
When the Lord sent you out to harvest field, he told you to go.Go.
当上帝差遣你去禾场的时候，他说去。
He told you that there will be danger in the field.
他说那边可能会有危险。
You be like lamb among the wolves.
你就好比羊进入狼群当中。
You better be alert and be aware of danger.
你最好随时警戒，察觉危险。
There's nothing easy about following Jesus.
并没有任何容易的事情，当你决定要跟随耶稣。
And the Lord reminds us that it's a narrow path and it's the, like the camel going through the needle.
而且耶稣也明白地告诉我们，提醒我们，这条路是一条窄路，就像骆驼要穿过针眼一样难行。
It's a difficult one with pain and suffering.
是一个难走的路，会有许多的痛苦跟艰难。
And then now he says, don't take a purse or bag or sandals.
然后现在在这里他说，不要带钱囊，不要带口袋或是鞋。
Because in chapter 9, it's the same thing, telling the 12 disciples, he said the same thing in verse 3. And he said, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no extra shirt.
而在第九章那边，当耶稣差遣十二门徒的时候，也说过同样的话。他说出门的时候不要带手杖、背包、干粮、金钱，也不要带两件衣服。
No purse, no money?
你不带钱，不带钱包。
How are you going to do without money?
你要做什么呢？当你都没有钱的时候。
But the Lord said, just trust me. Just trust me.
但主说，你需要相信我。
Don't take a bag. The bag is for traveling, and we all take a bag or two for traveling.
他说不要带这个背包。那背包是旅行在用的。我们去旅行都带着背包。
I don't know of anybody who doesn't take a bag for traveling.
我不知道有谁去旅行是不带背包的。
And we want to stuff as much as possible in my suitcase.
我们希望可以把许多的东西都塞进这个背包里面。
And we all need something extra.
而且我们总是需要更多。
We need a bag of toiletries. We need a bag for extra underwear. We need an extra bag for this and that.
我们需要背包来装我们的衣物，我们的许多的盥洗用具等等。
Because we need an extra sweater. It might get cold.
因为可能在那边天气会比较冷，我需要一个额外的一件夹克。
No sandals, I think that what it means really no extra pair of footwear.
当这边说不要带鞋的时候，我想他讲的是一个不要带额外的鞋子。
I know people that bring a pair of walking shoes, a pair of flip-flops, a pair of casuals, a pair of high heels, one for every occasion.
我知道有人去旅行的时候会带许多双鞋子，因为有不同的场合。
We all need something to change around.
我们时常的需要更换。
No food, no bag, no money. Wow, we're going to be homeless.
若是没有钱，没有这些背包啊，我们就像露宿街头一样。
Lord said, just go and take nothing and trust me.
但主在这里说，只要去，只管去，不需要带任何的东西。
It's amazing how the Lord can provide.
上帝能够供应的是多么的令人惊奇。
He said not to greet anybody on the road.
而且他说在路上也不要问人的安。
Wow, now you are becoming unfriendly.
现在你好像变得要需要成为一个不太友善的人。
The greeting in the Jewish customs is very important. You have to come in and have a meal.
在犹太人的习俗里面，问安是很重要的一件事情。
Stay and make some friends.
你需要跟他们问安，他们会请你留下来。交一些朋友。
But the command is kingdom message is of utmost urgency.
但在这里所要带出来的主所说的是传扬神国的福音的一个迫切性。
The kingdom message is critical and more pressing. It's more urgent.
神国的福音远比其他的这些来的重要跟急迫。
Don't spend time on small talk.
不要花时间在路上跟别人闲聊。
God wants you to completely trust in Him and depend on Him.
只要完全的相信神，依靠神。
And just preach the gospel, and during that time they were to tell others about the Messiah, King is here.
只要单单的去教导上帝的这个福音，弥赛亚的到来。
So now we're telling others that the time is near. Jesus is coming back.
所以我们现在告诉众人说，时候到了，时候近了，耶稣要来了。
Jesus, as the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He is coming soon.
相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，是那一位救主弥赛亚，是万王之王，万主之主，他很快就要来。
To be ready for evangelism, we don't need to wait until you are well educated or you're well trained.
预备我们去传福音，不需要等到我们成为一个训练有素的人。
Nice to be trained, but not a requirement.
受过训练很好，但那个不应该是你传福音必备的一个条件。
You don't need to go to seminary to tell others about the good news.
你要告诉别人一个好消息，你并不一定需要到神学院去。
Even the 12 disciples, they were fishermen.
十二使徒他们仅仅只是渔夫。
70 people were all ordinary people.
刚刚讲到的这70个门徒，他们都是一般的平凡人。
Simply committed to follow Jesus.
你需要的是单单愿意跟随耶稣的一个承诺。
They have decided to deny themselves and take up the cross.
这些真门徒他们决定舍己，背起自己的十字架。
And if you still don't know what the gospel is, I can tell you right now.
如果你还不知道这个福音是什么，我现在就可以告诉你。
The gospel is simply the good news.
福音就是好消息。
Good news is an answer to the bad news that every person has rebelled against God and his authority.
福音好消息就是坏消息，这个坏消息也就是每个人都反抗上帝和他的权威的一个答案。
And this rebellion is called sin.And its consequences are physical and spiritual death because of God's justifiable wrath.
而这种对上帝的反叛，我们就称它为罪。而罪的公价就是你的肉体上、灵性上的死亡，因为上帝公义的愤怒。
And it includes transformation from the power of sin in this life.
而福音也包括我们从罪的权势当中得到释放和更新的力量。
Actually, you all know what the gospel is.
所以现在你都知道福音是什么。
And you go and trust God wherever you are being sent.
而你就去相信神，依靠神，到你被差派的地方。
And leave the results up to the Lord.
而把传福音的结果交给上帝。
So to become a kingdom missionary, you want to be joining the crowd of 70.
所以成为一个这个传扬神国福音的一个宣教士，你就希望像这70个人一样。
In preparation, you want to begin with the right attitude. Compassion. C for compassion. A for ask. And T for trust.
在预备的时候，你要有一个正确的态度。就像这个幻灯片上面的缩写，有怜悯、祈求、祷告，而且相信。
So C-A-T. It's easy to remember.
C-A-T 三个字很容易记。就是、
and then with this three right attitude,You want to be urgent and filled with the wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit. Go and trust the Lord that He will make provisions.
用着这样一个正确的态度，你用一个迫切有一个迫切感，被圣灵的智慧和力量充满，出去并且信靠上帝必定要供应。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
父神，我们感谢你，求主你帮助我们，给我们有正色，有主你的心，你种怜悯的态度。什么时候能够有主你的胆量出去跟我们的朋友、我们的亲戚传主你的福音？感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名求，阿门。